Good evening. This is Bishop Robert L. Bass, Sr., pastor of the Day of Pentecost Apostolic Church. I'm here tonight because I want to address some issues about what's going on in the world today. The reason why the world is the way it is because of sin. Man has turned their back on God. They've rejected him. They've denied. They refused to come to him. It's gotten so bad that man would rather die and go to hell than to serve God and go to heaven. This is the reason why the things are going on today. It reminds me of in the Bible where they wanted a man to rule over them. So they asked Samuel the prophet for a king. This displeased Samuel so much because he knew what kind of God it was that he was serving and what God would do for his people. So when he went to God about it, God asked him, "Why are you upset? They didn't reject you. They rejected me. But give them what they asked for. Give them a king. But I'm going to tell you what kind of king to give that I'm going to give them. And when they come to me, tell them I'm not going to hear their prayer." This is the situation that we're facing with today. We choose the wrong things. And then when bad things happen, we want to run to God and expect God to change it. We don't want to stay trusting and leaning and depending on God. We want to just do what we want to do. That's the reason why prayer was taken out of school. That's the reason why now they have all these different rights for different types of people. This is the reason why a lot of people have freedoms to do what they want. And you can't say anything about it or it's a crime and you can be punished by it. That's a violation of our freedom of speech. Because it's getting to a point where you almost cannot tell somebody to come out of sin, that they're wrong, because they'll go to hell if they don't come out. They can almost sue you and shut your doors just for telling them the truth. And God had already spoke almost from the beginning of time that this was going to happen. This is how bad sin was going to get. If we trace our history back to the time of Noah, God said that man was so sinful that he repented that he ever made man. He said, "But I'm going to give man 120 years to straighten up." So man was so evil until God decided he was going to destroy this earth with a flood. He told Noah to build this ark, and it took him 120 years to build that ark. During that time period, man had every opportunity to see the validity of what this was going. This man is true. This man is sincere about what he's doing. He's building this. Maybe we need to get a spot on this ark. But because there was no rain that fell from heaven during that time, it seemed crazy to them to say, "It's going to rain 40 days and 40 nights, and it's going to flood the earth, and God is going to destroy the earth." So they didn't believe Noah's message that God was going to do this. 120 years, man lived and did what he wanted, said what he wanted. But when the waters came and the water began to fill the earth and begin to flood it, now man was trying to get to the ark. Those that made it to the ark was knocking and begging and pleading for Noah to open the door. But Noah replied, said, "God's got the key. He's locked the door. You can't get in." And only 8 people were saved. But here is even the worst thing. That through the message that Noah preached, the only ones that took heed was his children, was his 3 sons and their wives. And the animals even took heed. Could you imagine the most dangerous animals that could just kill a man at the drop of a bucket, follows this man into this ark, and never tries to hurt him, never tries to harm, because God gave him so much favor. He could walk up to a crocodile and touch it, and it wouldn't try to attack. He could go up to an anaconda, and it wouldn't try to kill him. But yet these things followed him in the ark. They had sense enough to believe and to be obedient. And here we are supposed to be the most intelligent creature that God has ever made.
That's an amazing word.
And could be the most stupid people by not taking heed to God's word. And we would just rather just lay out in these caskets and be spread all over these graves, ashes sprinkled everywhere, all because we want to live and do what we want to do. How is it a good time knowing that one day I'm going to burn for eternity? With no hope, with no help, with no chance of repenting, when I got a chance to repent now. This is why the nation is so corrupt. Look at the politicians. The Republicans is bad-mouthing the Democrats. The Democrats is bad-mouthing the Republicans. And all of them, but they will not say, I myself am not perfect.
Dad, why do you think that, we know the answer, but why do you think that it is not only, and this is for you, Mom, there's a message in the clouds. Why do you think it's, tell the people, rather, why it is that Democrats can get along with the Republicans and why the nation is a failed nation, why the infrastructure is such a failure, why the border may not be fixed, you know, in a spiritual concept. Because even though Christianity is a religion, they also look to us. All the politicians come running to the church. Why do you think that is?
A lot of times we are the only country that is known for having different types of religion. Right. That's accepted. We've opened up our borders for anybody to come. Mm-hmm. And I don't hate people. I feel that everybody's got a chance to, you know, to make a living. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times when you open borders to countries that is not common for them to just come here, mm-hmm. you don't know what you're coming through.
Exactly.
Back in 19, I believe it was 69, we as Americans put Saddam Hussein in power in Iraq.
Yeah.
But then later on, look what he did. He turned on America. Mm-hmm. You got a lot of these,
They
call third world countries, mm-hmm. that have turned their backs on us. After we done helped them, we done did this, we take our hard-earned money and we send it over there because their country's torn up by war, their land is impoverished by poverty, by drought, by famine, and we are struggling. But yet, we will go and help a people that is not our people. But then when our people is in need, we turn our backs.
Like, for an example, Biden. A lot of people feel Biden is being a hypocrite. Obama was a hypocrite. They say that Trump, you know, for various reasons. And this is not my personal opinion. This is you reading Twitter and other press and media. You know, they say that, they shouldn't be helping Ukraine. It can't help their own country. I've even spoken angrily about that. I'm very angry about that. But in a sense, I'm very happy because we're the allies and we want to help them. We need to help them. When we need, and if we were to be over there, or we need more people over here to help us and connect to certain places, that's what the allies are supposed to do. You're supposed to form and come together as in the policies. Here's the thing. It is sad when it seems like a country, the supremacies are linking up together, be Democrats or Republican on the low. And a lot of people don't know this because you only see what they allow you to see. And they call it fake news, fake media, you know, hidden news, hidden media. And it's unfair, but, you know, in the politician world, in the religious world, it's like, you have to speak the truth. Well, if you have to speak the truth and be so honest, how come it's so much corruption? Because there's no God. And it goes back to what, Samuel, mm-hmm. when they wanted to have the king instead of God. Here's the thing. All of that sums up in one point. When you get what you ask for, if you want a man to lead, a man is not of he's not of God. He's not of a different world. He's right. In this world. He's on earth. He's earthly. So everything about him is going to be earthly. So you can't expect him to be magical. You can't expect him to manifest something. You can't expect him to disappear and then ascend himself. No, you have to go and find what it is you believe in. And that's magic. We can't stop you from doing magic. If that's the Holy Ghost and having a religion, then go get your religion. That's going to help you even out both your spiritual and your natural world.
And let me say this too, when you were talking about the people in Ukraine. I, too, feel sorry for them.
Yeah, of course.
But here is a part where I'm kind of opposed is the fact is, case in point, we were getting our oil from Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
Saddam Hussein didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
He turned on us.
What about Putin?
Now because we're supporting the Ukrainians, Putin can turn on us.
Do you think he has?
I think he has it in plan.
Me too.
I think he has it in
plan. Of course.
Do you know that years ago, it was a crime punishable by law to be thrown in prison and given a 10-year sentence for any missionary or any person to have a Bible in Russia? I was told some years ago that they've kind of lightened up on that, and there have been some missionaries that come in there. But when you have a dictator that is dead set against God,
mm-hmm.
you have to understand that now you're open for anything. Do I agree with the decision that Biden made about the gas? No, because look what it's done. It's done jacked our gas up to $4, in some places $5 a gallon. They're talking about $6 a gallon. That's making us struggle. Because money that maybe was set aside for a certain bill or money that was set aside for more groceries now is being put into our tanks to get us from point A to point B, to get us to work, back home, to get to school, back home, and all these different things, because he wants to punish Russia. But you see, Russia has a lightened the load. They're still attacking the Ukrainians. They're still doing what they're doing, and it's making us suffer in the process. We're claiming that we're not going to get involved with the thing, but if Russia turns on us, are we going to sit back and let them do to us what they're doing to the Ukraine? Or are we going to fight back?
What about,
we are a nation that will fight back because we are known militarily as one of the top technological. That's why a lot
tenacity.
Of people won't mess with us when it comes down to
but
war.
But what? Let's switch it and veer over to the border. What is your insight on the border? I'm going to put in the next segment, not here on this episode, but on the next one upcoming, guys, the response from Twitter. So it's going to be Twitter Gov response from me, Chantel Maxwell, the ambassador, embassy ambassador. So you know what? It's coming. Stay tuned. The Chantel Hart Show blog and the Chantel Hart Show blog radio. It's coming. Stay tuned.
Also with that, I have no problem with us opening up our borders to people coming in wanting to make a better life. But what I do have a problem with is that they can come over here tax-free. They don't get charged taxes. They can do whatever they want to do, so to speak. But we can't. I'll give you a case in point. Some years ago, living in Milwaukee, young African-American guy walks into a corner store, steals something, runs out. The store owner, who was from Jerusalem or from Turkey, runs behind him, and shoots him in the back of the head at point blank.
Oh, sad.
Kills him on the spot. Man's not arrested for murder. This man was running out of the building. He was on the sidewalk right by a dumpster. Had that have been an American who shot an American, that'd have been murder because he was fleeing the scene.
Mm-hmm.
But yet he's protected by law because when he comes here, he don't have to pay taxes. But yet my taxpaying money has to pay him to keep his store open, to let him do whatever he wants. The rights is not the same. And that's a shame that we have to suffer with this, and they don't. It's another problem that we have is that when they come over here, they should be able to learn our language so that we can better communicate. I mean, think about it. Look at the Tower of Babel. How all of them talk the same language. But when God seemed that they was determined that they was going to build this tower to heaven, they wasn't going to stop at nothing. They didn't take a time out to think that, well, this thing gets so massive in weight that it will crumble beneath us and destroy us. They didn't think about that. Their goal was, we're going to make a tower that's going to reach into heaven. Look at what our desire should be today. We should live such a saved life that my goal is to one day see heaven.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to see heaven in a way where I ain't got to worry about building no tower and worry about it getting so big and weighing so much until it collapsed. So God said, I got to do something. So I'm going to go down there and confound their language. Now, a person who once talked to me in English, now is talking to me in a foreign language. I don't understand. There's a miscommunication there. So then there's a problem there.
Give us that story.
Because now we have all these different diversities of languages.
This is still on the border. What was the scripture on that when they all was going to build the tower to heaven?
It was in the book of Genesis. I forget exactly what chapter it was. But there was a man by the name of Nimrod who led this charge.
And you know what his nationality was?
Well, at that time, there was all just one nationality.
Right, right, right.
Because mostly over there in the countries of like Egypt, Jerusalem, Israel, Ethiopia, all those is where the people first started at.
So this is the beginning of time.
Exactly. So to know what race they were, I don't think there was just one race.
Right, because the plagues hadn't yet started much.
Right, basically, the races really did not get started until after the flood.
That's right.
When the water left the land and God sent Noah and them back on the earth and said, multiply and replay. Then they went to different areas, to different regions, and that's how the nationalities got started.
Okay.
Okay. Also through the curse of leprosy.
Uh-huh.
Because leprosy is a skin disease that only African Americans can get.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever read the story about Naaman, he was a leprous man. But when Gehazi lied to him from the prophet Elisha cursed him and said, the same leprosy that was on Naaman shall cleave to you. And he said he went out leprous, white as snow.
Mm-hmm.
And this is so his pigmentation was gone.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, this is why we have Caucasian people, because they have no pigmentation. They can get sunburned, they can get suntan, but they can't maintain that color.
Right, right.
If you notice, when it comes down to African American, we maintain the color that we have.
Right. But for the record, we still can get sunburned.
Yes, we can. And we can get a little darker and we can get a little lighter.
Exactly.
But as far as turning from one color to another.
Yeah.
That's a whole total ball game right there.
Well, that was a plague, you know? Going back into the beginning of what this episode is about. Man, wanting something other than God, the creator, to lead, and you get what you pay for. And I wanted to go for the China, the COVID. I think that the COVID was here all along, but in a lighter form of a pandemic. And there's a lot of different ways that you can have a pandemic.
When they first talked about the COVID-19 or the coronavirus, as they first started out calling it, I really truly believe that within myself, because there's a part of China that does not like America. They call it Red China, or that's Communist China. They was during the time when Russia was called USSR, when they had all those communist Soviet socialist republic countries with them before they're split. We have owed China so much money till we can't afford to pay them back.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly believe that this is a way of them retaliating on us by causing this to happen so that maybe one day it may cause us to rely upon them, and then they will be able to control us.
That's the type of notion, maybe.
Because
if
you notice, if you check the history of the Bible, let's look at the Israelites. There were so many of them that Pharaoh said, let's evil and treat these people. Let's put them into slavery. Let's treat them with hard bondage, because they're ever increasing. We don't never want them to get to the mind where they've got so much advancement in military that they destroy us.
Right.
In other words, let us make them scared of us. And for 430 years, they were in bondage. God delivered them. Then they went right back to some evil. And then God brought another evil king,
which
is called Nebuchadnezzar, that put them in bondage for 70 years. So this was 500 total years a bondage. Why? Because man would not do right in God. God constantly it's as if what the Bible in Hebrew talks about, a child that does not endure chastening. Mm-hmm. We've heard the word, and I'm just going to say it, we've heard the word bastard.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us have always said, that means a child without a father. No, it doesn't. If you look in the Bible, in the book of Hebrews, when it talks about a child, it's a child that will not endure chastening.
Mm-hmm.
Is a bastard, not a son. For we have had fathers in the flesh that corrected us. So the father was there. The father was in the home. He was raising the child. He was correcting the child. But when the child got to the point where the chastisement didn't help and they still was bucking up and rebelling and being that made him a bastard.
Yeah.
And look at how many of us today are spiritual bastards because we won't take heed and be obedient to God.
That's it.
God done chastised us. God done punished us many times. Look at the plagues that came upon Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't allow it to come upon the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm. The red skies.
And even got to a point where he sent a death angel in and then told Moses and them, he said, take the blood of the lamb, sprinkle it over the doorpost, over the lintel. And when the destroyer comes in midnight, it's going to pass through the city.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to stop at every house. And when I see the blood, I'm going to pass over that house.
Come on, Lord.
But if I don't see it, death is going to come to that house.
Yeah.
And how many people chose not to have the because they didn't believe what was being said?
Mm-hmm.
Even through the plagues that they saw, some of them still just would not believe. And it caused them to wander in the wilderness for 40. Can you imagine walking around something around in a circle for 40 years and not getting nowhere? Just coming back to the same place.
See, and that comes back to how I know the Spirit is leading in this podcast as it being a faith-based podcast. Here's the thing. Something is always knocking on the door of our hearts, our spirit, our conscience. What is it? There are people on YouTube, in the streets, they're crying out, something touched me. Something's touching me. And they're all over YouTube explaining this physical touch that they feel like that is literally touching them. Like if they're explaining, like if you take your hand and I touch you and it's, but no one's there. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, I think a lot of
times I'm going to put it on record to say it's witchcraft.
And I wouldn't doubt that, but I think it's people giving a false hope.
Right.
On something.
Mm-hmm.
Because many people can like feel maybe like a breeze.
Mm-hmm.
They can say something that might send chills and they might all that, oh, God just touched me.
But he
and
gave it may a specific
be the touch of God.
He gave a specific and he's crying hysterically. He's out of breath and it's like, God, touch me. And he said he went and woke his little brother up. Brother, I've been touched by God. That is witchcraft. God is not going to come and touch you in a manner of your vaginal area, your breast. Mm-hmm. He's not going to caress you in a sexual content way. How these people, it kind of is, when they're hearing this, kind of like you, like they've been made love to and lost their virginity. If you see the live footage, it's really disturbing. And when you don't know, it would make you who don't know, make me seem to be the bad guy. Mm-hmm. But in the spiritual world, you know, the Sydney Trims who understand, you who understand, we understand that something is wrong. God doesn't do that because he didn't speak about the baptism. Mm-hmm. He didn't speak about tearing him for the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. He said the touch came out of somewhere and it's the description of how he says it.
Well, you know, even the Bible.
I'm not saying God can't touch you.
God said him on his own self. He mm-hmm. said, marvel not if Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
Right.
And his ministers as angel of light. So in other words, what he's saying is this. The devil can come into the church. The devil can shout. The devil can speak in tongues. The devil can praise.
Manifest stuff.
Make things just seem like this is just, oh, so God moving through the church. And then the next minute, somebody's on Discord. Somebody going out having a cigarette. somebody going out and smoke. But look at this cannabis now. They've even got job advertisements now where you can start your own cannabis business. When at one time you sell this stuff, you go to jail for it. Now they're making it legal to smoke it because they call it prescription.
Well, marijuana. No, here's the thing. So or you can turn it into a business if it's not off, prescription.
Right. Yeah. But when man turns himself off from God, when God, when people choose not to follow the plan of salvation, this is where a lot of these things, because they go wrong.
Right, and that's like when the white man, the supremacists, put the alcohol in illegal stores and made it legalized for the people to come and drink themselves to death. Well, that's ridiculous. Now you want them to smoke themselves to death.
I just heard this on the disturbing. Radio yesterday, I believe it was, where in Texas, I believe it was Dallas, the Ku Klux Klan has been given a new building, and the building is named after a black man that was lynched at that building.
Okay, this show is a wrap.
And I said to myself, that is the most racist thing I've ever heard.
It's
that
proved sickening. To me,
why would you give them something that's going to bring their mind and say, this is where we lynched it. Yeah, this is the perfect place to be. We don't want them to have that kind of remembrance.
What do you have to say to those crying out on the internet, social media, the press articles, killing themselves, taking their own lives on social media, killing people online, just a hell on earth, basically?
I will sum it up in this one particular thing. Wake up.
Wake up.
America. Wake up, people, and smell the coffee. Stop following all these different religions. There's only one religion that God started. And if you read in the book of Matthew, when he told him, thou art Peter, and upon this rock, upon Peter, upon the preaching, I'm going to build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. As long as the church is built on the name of Jesus, Satan cannot prevail. If you repent of your sins, if you go down in that water in the name of Jesus Christ, it will wash away your sins. If you call on God and tarry and speak in tongues, God fills you with the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Then Preach. That's when we become Preach. United as one in Christ. That's when you become the body of Christ. God protects his sheep, doesn't he?
Yes.
But how are you going to have protection without it? Watch this. I was telling my wife this maybe a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, I'm the door of the sheepfold. If any man climbeth in any other way, the same as a thief and a robber. And my question to you is this. Can a thief get in your house?
Well, not if it's secure and you got all the security that you need. Maybe sometimes they can.
You can have all the security you want. Why do you think they call it a break
in? Yeah.
They break past what you got to protect the house.
Yes.
And they can get in the house.
Yeah.
But they can get in the wrong way.
That's right.
You can come to God, but you can come the wrong way.
Right.
Because he said, all that came before me were thieves and robbers. If you don't come by the name, if you don't repent of your sins, if you don't go down in Jesus' name, if you don't receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, you have come to God the wrong way. Because there's only one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. There's only one God, one Father of all, who's above all, through all, and in you all.
There's
and
a his message. Name
is Jesus.
In the
and
clouds.
That's the message in the clouds.
Mm-hmm.
That's the message from above. Until we start believing in the true word of God. It's just like our map that we have on our phones. GPS stands for Global Positioning Satellite, right? It can tell me, go down to Marble Street and turn right. Take Marble Street for 4 miles.
Mm-hmm.
You'll hear silence. You won't hear anything. Then as you get closer, it'll say, in 3/4 of a mile, turn left on Orchid Street.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they keep telling you all these things. But even before it tells you where to go, if you look down at the bottom, it'll tell you how many miles it is, this place is. and how long it takes to get there.
But everybody said that the Bible is so difficult to understand. It's so hard being saved. Some people say never heard of God. Some people say, how do you find them? They're on the internet, I kid you not, in comments asking these things. And I go back years and months, and there's the unanswered. These are people you'll never be able to get in contact with. But there is a way that I love about God, that he will direct them to you, if being his will, that it should be that way.
And this is the easiest answer that I can give to that. The Bible was never intended for the unsaved to understand. It was intended for the unsaved to believe.
I like that.
If you notice on the day of Pentecost, when Peter said, the same Jesus whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, as both Lord and Christ. And when they heard this, they were pricked up. And in other words, they started believing the message that he was preaching. They didn't understand. Here, they're Jews. They're speaking our language. We understand the dialect. We just don't know what they're saying. Mm-hmm. Because it was an unknown tongue. But they could identify. Hey, they're speaking in our language. The wonderful. So something's got to be about this. It's aroused my curiosity. Why are they? These were devout Jews. They were intelligent Jews. And heard them speaking in their own language. How? If you're a Samaritan, how are you speaking in my language and I'm a Jew? Or you're a Jew, how are you speaking in my language and I'm a Gentile? Mm-hmm. Because of the power of God. So it never was intended for you to understand. It was intended for you to believe. Once you believe and receive it, then he illuminates. Then he enlightens you and opens up your understanding. And
that goes on to the scripture, to God destroying the yoke.
Yes.
What scripture is that?
The anointing destroys the yoke.
Yes.
It breaks that yoke of misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. And now you can understand, because the Bible says that the Spirit searches all things. Yea, the deep thing. How can you get deep in God without the Spirit mm-hmm. being in you? And he said, they that have not the Spirit of Christ is none of his. The Bible said that the natural man cannot know the things of God, cannot understand the things of God, neither can he know them. Why? He said, because it's foolishness unto him, because it's spiritually discerned. So in other words, it never was designed for them to understand. It was for them to hear it, believe it, receive it. Once they do that, then as they begin to read, now the understanding will come open. When a baby is first born, can you ask that baby what 1 + 1 is and they give you the answer?
Not at all. They have to be nourished. They have to be grown.
But as they grow up. To sustain, to grow. Mm-hmm. And as they get to the point where now they can talk and you can teach them. Say one, two.
Right.
And then you begin to start training the. Mm-hmm. Then you can say, okay, 1
That's plus the instruction.
Now count.
Yeah.
1, 2. So what's 1 + 1? 2. Yeah. And we give them a treat, or we exactly. hug them, and we congratulate. Because now they're learning. Now they're understanding what 1 + 1 is. Mm-hmm. So until the people get to that level, mm-hmm. they're never going to reach God. Until they get to that level to where I believe what is being said. Mm-hmm. You done tried this way. You done tried that way. You done accepted the Lord as your Savior. And that's not even in the Bible.
And not only that, reciting the Lord's Prayer and then you're saved and sanctified, that's not accurate.
That's not in the Bible.
So elaborate on that a bit.
Because they failed to read down farther that said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
And but there can be any confess. Lord. So exactly. But what specific name are you referring to?
The name Jesus.
There you go.
Think about this. Miss Maxwell, think about this. If you invented something, mm-hmm. don't you want the credit for it?
I better get it.
Don't you want everybody sure. to know that yes. this is what you made?
That's right.
This is what you thought of.
Trademark, that's mine.
And you're going to put your trademark, you're going to put your copyright, oh, you're going to yeah. put your patent on it.
I'm fighting for things back as we
exactly.
speak. Oh, yeah.
So if Jesus Christ laid down his life, don't you think that it's him, that he wants you to come to him and him only?
That's it. High five.
Not all these different, not Hail Mary, not Joseph.
Cranking of the not crystals.
Not Dagon, not Ashtoreth. Not Baal.
That's sad. Yeah.
Not all these different
smoking
gods.
Weed, getting high, exactly. And sprinkling spells
but
on people.
He wants us to come to him and him only. He said he's married to the church. If Miss Maxwell, if you was married right now and your husband constantly cheated, would you stay with him?
There would be a point where I honestly have to say I would try to work it out, but no, I'm walking out if it doesn't end.
But a repeated, constant cheater,
no,
you're going to leave.
I'm going to leave.
But you know what Jesus said? Return to me, backslider. I'm married to you. All the spiritual adultery that you committed will not cause me to leave you. It will cause me to forgive you and accept you. This is the kind of love that God has for us. That's why he chose to come down here after 42 generations, wrap himself in human flesh, and then take on the sins of mankind. Because he even said it, before the foundation of the world, I already had this plan set in order.
Yeah, you better say it.
That it was going to come just like this. I was going to be despised, rejected. I was going to be beaten.
He said, I could have had legions of angels come down and fight for me and help me. Yes. He said, but it's in the will of the Lord, yeah, thy God, that I do this, that I die on the cross, that I go and I descend and come back and send a comforter so that you may be saved, forgiven, and sanctified and yes, raptured in heaven. Yes.
Exactly.
Hey, there's a message in the clouds.
And that message will continue to be in the clouds.
Oh, yeah.
That message will be there. You know, just to talk about God.
I'm riled up in my stomach.
I can't help it.
It feels like a rattle,
right,
in my gut.
But something just stirs on the inside.
It
because
does.
I can remember
I'm feeling
how
the same thing.
I was told when I was young that I was dumb and stupid,
mm-hmm,
that I'd never amount
a
to
hypocrite,
nothing.
A hypocrite. You're
that
not I'd saved. Never be you're nothing. Not saved.
And
you know?
Yes, I graduated out of high school, but I haven't went no farther than that. But God took a little old me. He took the foolish things of this world, he said, to confound the wise. But before he said that, he said, not many mighty men after the flesh, not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are chosen.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but God chose the foolish things of this world to confound,
yeah,
the wise. You got doctor of theology. You've got a PhD in all this different kind of, and you use all these big words, but can't even tell the person how to come out of their sin.
What did God say in the Bible to those rabbis who had done the same thing and they had the audacity to be the one to send him up? Those were the very things that happened, mm-hmm, but it was in the plan of God, though.
But here was the most shocking thing.
About the rabbis in the Bible.
He called them a hypocrite.
Exactly.
He said, you're straighter than that. And swallow a camel.
Mm.
You'll tell this man to push this big old rock by himself, and you won't even touch it with your finger.
Or sacrifice or baptize in blood. Different cults and different ways different rabbis go about professing to be Jesus or some type of God. And this is what's swallowing up, mm-hmm, the world and the communities. And this is why YouTube is in a frenzy and an uproar, screaming and crying on YouTube, help me, killing themselves. They can't find their way. So this is the reason why I've asked my father to come forth. And Maxwell, my last name, the ambassador, is only a business name. That's only a doing business name. Okay. So this is Elder Bass. And I'm actually, you know, a Hobson because I was, you know, my mother conceived me before him. So that's what that's about. But Maxwell is only just a business name. And I was honoring my grandfather as far as security, you know, corporation ambassador. But again, that's a title. That's a name. He comes on here to help me minister to the world, to show you that there is a greater love than just a father.
Yes.
But it's still a father. It's yeah, still in that father sector.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm going to thank him. I'm going to end my show here. He has answered everything. God has definitely led in my show today, in this podcast, on this episode of season 3. And I want to thank God for that. And we will continue this on the next pre-recorded episode. I'll let him get his final say in right now.
And I would love to say this too, that if there's any questions that anybody may have, I can feel free to give my daughter my phone number. She can give it to you. You can call me. You could ask me what question you want.
Yeah, there's a podcast.
I don't know everything.
There's a podcast episode on here. There's a number I'm going to link, and you guys will be able to call in and send emails to me. There are going to be poll questions for him. If you want to write, we'll set up a P.O. box and you can write him. But we're definitely going to we're going to keep it safe right now for the podcast phone number. And we're going to keep it safe because of the frenzy out there. And we're going to do online Twitter live social media. So you can come to Twitter. You can come to Facebook, the watch, the group, or you can come to YouTube. So I'll set up those links for him.
And if they want prayer, they can call.
Definitely.
If they want to learn more about the true plan of salvation, give me a call. Because that's one thing I've always promised God, that I would tell it like it is. And I love to be able to expound and break down on the Godhead and the baptism, how we believe and how it's right and how we know that it's right. And that is the only true religion that is supported in the Bible. So feel free, anybody, because we love you and we care about you.
Yes.
And just like Jesus loved you enough to spread out his arms wide and shed his blood, my neck is on the line to tell anybody the truth. And if I have to go down telling the truth, that's exactly what I'll do, because I love you just that much.
And thank you again. That's our time. We're 40 minutes into the podcast hour. I wanted it to be an hour. You know what? I'm going to save the live 1 hour podcast shows for the live stream, because that's when it's going to get good. That's when you're going to see the manifestation and the power and the anointing of Elder Robert Bass and how it affects the people and the audience. We're going to get all that for you guys. Once again, thank you for joining me. This is the Chantel Hart Show blog. Radio. I'm so wrapped up by God's anointing until I can't even keep my composure, get my words out. Yeah. But there's a message in the clouds.
Thank you, Jesus. We love you.